The Dragonzord. I can't wait to loot this place.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say we've earned it. Slaying the mighty Anthraxius was no small feat.
Right. What do we have here? All the usual gold and silver. Some magic swords. A few gemstones. Ooh, what's this?
It looks like a lamp.
Pretty fancy for a lamp. What's that it's made of?
Oh, I'd say gold, but that looks way more expensive than gold.
And all those diamonds. This thing must be worth a fortune.
So you don't think it's the lamp, do you?
The lamp?
You know, that one with a genie in it.
The one which grants you wishes.
Yeah, yeah, rub it and see.
Oh, wait, there's some writing.
Yeah, end user license agreement. What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know. It's a lot of text and it's very long. I wouldn't worry about it.
Ah, yeah, yeah, fine. Let's just see if it's got a genie in it.
Behold, I am Jean, the genie of the lamp, and you may call me Jean.
Oh, well, hi, Jean. So, are you able to grant us 3 wishes?
That is correct. I can grant you wishes 3.
Is that, like, 3 each, or 3 between us?
If you'd read the instructions, you'd be aware that I can grant up to 3 wishes in total to people I can see within sight of the spot where I emerge from this rather spectacular lamp.
And then you go back into the lamp.
Indeed. I will then return for a nap, you know, before the next person comes along.
What if it's us?
What if what's you?
What if we're the next person?
Well, then you'd be the same person.
But the next person might be the same person.
No, the next person would be the next person. They can't be the same person.
Are you sure?
It's in the fine print. Yeah, look, do you want your wishes or not?
Oh, you bet we do. So, just to be clear, there's no wishing for more wishes, right?
Obviously.
So, 3 wishes between us, no wishing for more wishes. And we can't come back for seconds.
I can confirm that there is nothing wrong with your memory.
Okay. So, shall we have 1 wish each and then flip a coin for the third?
Guess that's fair. Okay, you go first.
Right. I wish for... Oh, hang on. Is this one of those tricky letter of the wish, get the wording right type things?
Look, I'm a genie, not a mind reader. I'll grant you the wish that you ask for.
Right, so like... Exactly what we asked for.
Well, I'd be a rubbish genie if I granted you wishes that you didn't ask for.
I mean, if I asked for eternal life, you won't twist that around and turn me into a tree or something.
Well, do you want to be a tree?
Oh, no. That was just an example.
Well, trees aren't immortal, you know.
All right. It was just an example.
A pretty poor example, if you ask me.
Well, I didn't ask
you. You're pretty sassy for a genie, aren't you?
How would you know? How many genies have you met?
I might have met some.
Have you?
No.
Look, we're getting off track. Let's get back to the wishes. So, you will grant exactly what we asked for to the letter.
No more, no less.
And you won't twist our words to turn our deepest desires into diabolical curses.
Look, I don't know if I'm saying it wrong. How can I be any clearer?
All right. I need to get uppity.
Uppity?
Ignore him. It's just a turn of phrase.
It's pretty offensive, if you ask me.
Fine. Sorry. Can we get back to the wishes now?
Well, I'm trying to get to the wishes.
Okay. We just wanted to be sure. We don't want to make any mistakes.
Look, make a wish. I'll grant it. It's that simple.
What if the intent of the wish is clearly different to the wording?
What?
Like, if I was to say something, but I clearly meant something else.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, it's like, do you enact wishes as written or wishes as intended?
I don't know what you intend. I just do what you say.
You can't, like... read between the lines, like.
No, I can't read between the bleeding lines. What is so difficult about this? Just tell me what you want, and I'll give it to you. Jeez, I mean, do you think I enjoy doing this? You woke me up from a nice nap to start quizzing me about the friggin' terms and conditions.
Okay, keep your pants on.
Is that your first wish?
No, it's just an expression.
So you don't want me to keep my pants on?
No. Please keep your pants on.
So it is a wish?
No.
Oh, make your mind up. Do you or do you not want me to keep my pants on?
If we say we don't want you to keep your pants on, will you interpret that as a wish also?
Do you want me to not keep my pants on?
I feel like we have stumbled into some kind of logical quagmire at this point.
And frankly, it also feels quite inappropriate, but you brought it up.
Look, we are neither wishing for you to keep your pants on or to not keep your pants on. We have no opinion on your pants-based status and do not care whether or not you keep them on. We certainly do not wish for either. Your pants are irrelevant to us.
Well, I guess that's clear.
Okay. What if I wished for you to interpret our wishes in the most favourable way to us, granting our desires as intended, not as phrased, unless intention and phrasing should happen to coincide?
I can't do that.
Why ever not?
The rules are clear. No free wishes, no deviation from the text.
Are there any other rules we should know about?
No time travelling, no killing, no clowns.
No clowns.
I don't know why that one's in there, but it is.
Oh, well, I don't need to wish for wealth, as we have this fabulous treasure hoard right here.
And fame is pretty much guaranteed now we've slain Anthraxius the Stink Dragon.
Right. Fame and fortune, both already covered. So, what's next?
Health, happiness, good looks, eternal life.
I guess. So, how long do we have to make these wishes?
How long has it been?
I don't know, 5 minutes?
Right. So, by my calculations, you have exactly... Yes, you have until dawn tomorrow.
It's not really something you had to calculate, is it?
Whatever, mate. Look, can we just get on with this, you know?
Fine. Well, I know what I want. I wish for our long-lost comrade, Beric the Cleric, who died in battle against Ingrid the Unmasked, to be returned to life comfortably in his bed at home, in full health, at the same age he was when he passed.
Your wish is granted.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay. I wish to be immune to all weapons, whether they be magical or not, including the claws and bites of vicious monsters, and indeed non-vicious monsters, and other creatures, which we are classifying as natural weapons for the purposes of this wish.
Impervious you shall be.
Well, that's two. Nah, we just need to decide on our final wish.
Did you say something?
Oh, well, it's just, I can grant wishes for others, but not for myself. Such is my curse.
Well, that's gotta suck.
Yeah, and I've been doing this for thousands of years.
And a fine job you're doing too.
Bit snarky, Mark.
Yeah, right, a bit snarky. But a fine job nevertheless.
So, perhaps you could see a way to using your final wish to grant me my freedom?
Can we do that?
It is allowed in the rules, yes.
How come nobody's done that before then?
Well, you're telling me. You're thinking 10,000 years somebody would have had the decency to use their final wish to free me. But no, not a one. Selfish to the last.
Oh, people, right.
Unbelievable.
It's not too much to ask, is it?
Well, I suppose.
It only seems fair.
Really? You do that for me? You'd end my eternal torment, end this curse, free me from this gilded prison.
Nah.
Figures.
Hang on.
What is it?
I've been reading this, ELA thing.
What about it?
Oh, it's got some stuff in it.
What sort of stuff?
Well, this license agreement is a binding and eternal legal agreement between the being, living or dead, you, that has used the services of the greater enchanted numinous invocational entity, Genie, via the liminal artifact of magical power, Lamp. By rubbing the lamp, you agree to be bound by this agreement.
Oh dear. Who rubbed it? You or me?
I think that was you.
Something wrong?
I've got a bad feeling about this. What does it say?
It's pretty long.
I love this bit.
Can't be that bad, can it?
Let's see. You agree to marketing communications via messenger's pigeon town crier letter. Sending stone crystal ball omens portents dreams.
Dreams?
Well, apparently so.
All right. Marketing communications. I suppose I can live with that. What else?
Oh, you'll love this bit.
You consent to your personal information, including your innermost secrets and confidences, furtive plans, illicit activities, treasonous thoughts, trade secrets, and any other private data being used in any way and for any purpose, including publication and disclosure to third parties for any reason and export to other planes of existence.
Oh my, that does not sound good.
It gets better!
You agree to a daily subscription of 100 gold, which cannot be cancelled, refunded, or otherwise avoided for the period of eternity, passing down to your heirs and descendants in perpetuity, increasing annually according to the rate of inflation.
100 gold a day? Can't afford that.
Oh, sure you can. You have a nice little treasure hoard here. Well, you had one. I guess it's all going to be mine now.
Oh, this can't be right. I didn't agree to this.
Oh, of course you did. You agreed to it when you rubbed the lamp.
But I didn't know.
Should have read the small print.
Wow, glad it's you and not me.
Wait, there's one wish left.
Oh, that is true. You have one more. What is your bidding?
Can I wish for all this to go away?
No, wait, let's not be hasty.
I wish none of this had ever happened.
Oh. No time travel, remember?
Looks like you're stuck with it.
Wait. I wish to be released from the agreement.
Just read clause 424 there.
This agreement cannot be terminated unless it is transferred to another individual who has benefited from the servants of the gene... No.
I wish for...
Don't you dare.
Release from the terms of the end user license agreement.
I'm warning you. Another word and I'll have your head off.
Such fun.
And for those terms to be transferred to...
Told you.
Well, that's that. Say, you have one wish left. What will you do with it?
Oh, to say this happened to anyone else. I think I shall set you free, Jean.
Really?
Yes, I wish for Jean the Genie to be released from their eternal duties, free to enjoy life as they choose.
Your wish is granted.
Well, I guess that's it then. Enjoy your freedom, and I'm going to enjoy this here treasure hoard.
Oh, I cannot thank you enough. Oh, wait, perhaps there is a way I can thank you.
How's that?
Would you like three wishes?
No!